This is the podcast that rocked for June 25th, 2024. My name is Luke, host of the YouTube channel Rocked. It's still way too insanely hot. That heat dome is going to capture us all and we're going to be baked alive. Okay, let's get into the music news. What started this past weekend has transgressed into back and forth hearsay and a lot of statements being tongue-in-cheek and a lot of fans taking it way, way too far. Dave Grohl has gone after Taylor Swift. I'll go over to the events as we learn them. Dave Grohl in London, at a big ol' show, took to the microphone and said the following.
You don't want to suffer the wrath of Taylor Swift. So we like to call our tour the Errors Tour. And I feel like we've had more than a few errors. And more than a few fucking errors as well. Just a couple. That's because we actually play live. What?
So the Errors Tour joke was supposed to be pointed at Taylor Swift for relying on backtracks and not actually playing live. This in turn caused the Swifties to go into feral panic and outrage. Understandably so, the Queen was threatened. It was recently that Taylor Swift gave a response in turn, saying,
"What you just did is an unforgettable moment in not just my life, but everyone in my band members, every single one of our crew. Hours tonight. They deserve this so much, and so does every one of my fellow performers. And you just gave that to us so generously. We will never forget it."
I'll re-say what she said. "Every one of my band members, every single one of our crew, my band who's going to be playing live for you for 3.5 hours tonight, they deserve this so much, and so does every one of my fellow performers, and you just gave that to us so generously, we will never forget it." Dave Grohl's comment saying that Taylor Swift is on the Eras Tour, while Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters are on the Errors Tour because they play live, is a bit unfounded on surface, because Taylor Swift does play live. It does not take much research and live footage over the past year seeing Taylor Swift at the Stadium Tour performing live and having errors from other band members and hearing it's all played live. Now, why did this happen? You have to go to the prologue, the earlier events. Because Violet Grohl, Dave Grohl's daughter, made a comment on Twitter talking about how Taylor Swift relies on her private jet constantly and is polluting up the air. However you feel about that, it's becoming clear that Dave Grohl, now that we know all this, might have been trying to take a little attention away from Violet, or he was so sick of the Swifties going after his daughter that he tried to take a shot also. The shot was weak, and I do think it's going to take attention away from Violet, even though we all know the information that we do now. However, no one wins in a situation like this. Literally no one. This is a case where everyone loses, even Taylor Swift, because now she looks bad for having to say something. She defended her band properly, which is great. However, her fan base is still going rabid right now. They are fighting the Foos. Let me know your thoughts in the comments on this situation. There might be more information coming forward. But the final thing I'll add is these two have interacted with each other in person just fine. So methinks it was the Swifties that got the temper to reach a maximum potential for Dave Grohl. That's it. Just my thoughts. Let me know what you guys think. In some unfortunate news, we found out this morning that Shifty Shellshock, the singer of Crazy Town, real name Seth Binzer, passed away at the age of 49. Way, way too young. I look at that and realize he's only 12 or 13 years older than I am, depending on his actual birthday. And seeing that how early he had success with The Gift of Game that catapulted their career for the one-hit wonder that was Butterfly, it was definitely a downward spiral after that, and it's a shame that it's ended so young for the man. Shifty Shellshock's career has been cataloged pretty well, and his issues with alcohol and substance abuse have also been reported pretty consistently over the years. The band has broken up several times. He's tried to join with other new metal act Ted P.E., and that was a nightmare when all that happened, when he got kicked out of the band almost on stage. It's a shame that it all had to happen like this. The man was also on shows like Celebrity Rehab and Sober House. He made appearances, at least, anyway. It sucks, and I really, really wish we didn't have to end a meme song in a meme band. I know I've done Regretting the Past on it, but this is not the way a singer should ever have to end his life, no matter what it was. I don't know how it ended yet. The results and the information haven't been posted publicly yet. All I'm saying is 49 is way too young. We now change gears to the death of journalism for many people. MTB News has gone completely dark. The website MTB News, a subsect of MTV and Viacom, now Paramount, MTB News is gone. There used to be years worth of news updates, research, events, posted audio and video, interviews, all online. Tons of great stuff to research, to go back in time with, and just posted articles. Nothing fancy about a lot of them. They're just like maybe updated occasionally, but it was such a great treasure trove and backlog of news updates for all music. You know, MTV News. It's gone now. Paramount Global pulled the plug, citing different reasons for Paramount having to shed as much unnecessary data content as possible to keep making money. It can't be stressed enough. Paramount might be doing bad. Hosting MTV News online is not going to make a dent. A lot of this was just glorified WordPress article copy-pastes. One of the past writers, Patrick Hoskin, posted online, "So MTVNews.com no longer exists. 8 years of my life are gone without a trace. All because it didn't fit some executive's bottom lines. Infuriating is too small of a word." Yeah, I agree, especially when you're paid to write news updates for the people as a part of press and media, and it's good content. You're bringing attention to MTV, but for some reason, no, it doesn't suit us now. We don't need it for the image we're going forward with. Get rid of it. Okay. I say this to any writer of any type, fiction, nonfiction, news, media, press, music, whatever it might be. Copy and save everything. Buy external hard drives. Buy online storage. I don't care how much of an inconvenience it might be or a cost. Copy every single thing you write. Now for the update from this past weekend also. I said my wife and I were going to see Right Here, Right Now, Ghost concert movie. Well, here's my quick abbreviated review of it. It was really fun. The movie was shot in high def video. I mean, this was really impressive audio and video work across the board. Whatever video crew they were using and all the equipment was top tier to shoot everything in the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. The crowd was great. No cell phones. They had to sign a thing and put them in their pockets, blah, blah, blah. It added to the show. They got a lot of close-ups of the fans dressed up. The performances were great. It's a great soundtrack and playlist. Again, the soundtrack will be released separately. New songs sounded fun. There were some in bits as it went on. The first half, very little, but near the end is when all the bits started coming and the lore of Ghost, especially at the end and absolutely after the credits. Keep in mind, if you do want to see this on Blu-ray or when it's released again, you'll have that chance. However, it was a successful one-weekend engagement as Right Here, Right Now hit the top 10 in the box office. Considering how low the budget was, that's awesome. Right Here, Right Now, which screened over 1,800 cinemas across 49 territories, was also top 10 in many other countries, and Ghost did real well for themselves, now being the number one hard rock concert movie to ever hit theaters. Good for Tobias Forge, Papa, Cardinal, Prater, whatever you want to call him. And who knows what we'll see next for Ghost. All I know is I'm hoping for new music and another tour soon. Maybe we'll get one of those two by the end of this year. Coming up on the YouTube channel, something a little more lighthearted, 10 weird rock tours. It's already right now up on Patreon and for YouTube members. 10 rock tours that are weird are when you have bands that do not belong together on a tour, make no sense, but go on a tour anyway. Whether it's just because it was booking, it was just convenient, or they thought it was a good idea and it ended up miserably, that's what these are. The thumbnail features U2, supported by Rage Against the Machine in 1997. I talk about it in the video, but Rage was a fan of U2, and go back to the 80s, U2 had a lot of protest stuff, but this was 1997 U2, when the album Pop came out. This is when U2 went electronic and dance and stuff, and yeah, they weren't raging against anything. This video will feature that and others. Let me know in the comments also if you see that. It should be up later this week on Patreon and YouTube memberships now. Last update for the channel. By the time you're hearing this, depending on when you hear it, if you're hearing this on the day of release, June 25th, Rock Coliseum 18 is tonight. At least 2 hours with John, Mark, Crash, and myself going over your suggestions live. We love doing this. It's always fun for us, and we're glad after so many years, so many people keep enjoying it. Please join us. Even if you can't contribute financially, like with Super Chats, join. Hit the like button. Just be a part of the chat. It is fun to have a live audience. These things really do help. That will be 8 o'clock Wednesday, June 26th. And if you're listening to this podcast and it's already happened, the replay's up by now anyway. So you can check it all out, leave comments, and do whatever you like. That'll be all for this week's The Podcast That Rocked. Big thanks to my patrons and YouTube members. Special thanks to Chris Doman, Brandon Bruce, Mars Hunter, and Dom Noble. You can get early access and a lot more perks by joining Patreon for at least $2 a month or with a YouTube membership. You get early access and other things like exclusive content. Coming up in a few days, I'll be going over How Did I Miss This, where I talk about three albums I did not have a chance to cover this month. I'll give you my thoughts on those. And until then, I want to thank everybody for checking this podcast out. Please keep sharing the word. Leaving comments on videos helps a ton, especially the main videos I post, not just the shorts and podcasts. All is appreciated. Hope you're all doing well. For the love of God, stay out of this disgusting heat. I hate summer. Bring me the dead of winter.